Hello friends, welcome to Business Line Podcasts. This episode is part of our series on NDA at 10, where we try to evaluate the performance of the NDA government in various areas over the last 10 years. Today we are focusing on the external sector, spanning the wide world of exports, imports, trade balance, promotion schemes, free trade pacts, just to name a few elements. We have with us today our esteemed guest, Dr. Biswajit Dhar, former professor, Jawaharlal Nehru University, and vice president, Council for Social Development. Dr. Dhar, a noted trade and macroeconomy expert, will give us his assessment of the NDA government faring in tackling the challenges of the external sector. Dr. Dhar, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Dhar, you have been tracking the Indian economy for a long time, and also over the last 10 years, when the NDA government has been in power. So if you look at the external sector, various elements and how the NDA government tackled all the challenges, etc., if we were asked you to score NDA's performance in a scale of 1 to 5, on an average, how much do you think you would give and why?
I'll give 2.5, that's about 50%. And the reason is that there has been a lack of a very clear policy, I would say a policy focus on how to engage with the global economy. And this whole process of global integration, which is has been continuing. India has always been seen as somewhat of a laggard, someone as a country which is not very enthusiastic about integrating with the global economy. And I would say that, most of these past 10 years, we have seen this kind of a skepticism. Of course, towards the end of its term, the second term, from after the COVID, from 21 till today, there's been a somewhat more sort of a proactive approach towards trade integration, especially on the free trade agreements front.
Right. So, again, if you look back in the past 10 years, are there any game changers that you note? And if there are, what do you think they are?
No, I think the game changer, the way I sort of see the whole trade policy panning out, I would say the game changer really comes late in the day, as I mentioned. And in fact, in December 2021, when the government sort of almost broke out of its skepticism about free trade agreements and started talking about engaging with several partners for concluding FTAs. In fact, there were 8 FTAs that were listed out in December, which the government said it was negotiating. A 9th came later, which has already been done with the EFTA countries, the European Free Trade Association. So this has been the game changer, I would say, that sudden spurt in activity after a considerable period of lull. At least in the first term of this government, there was the skepticism about FTAs. There were signals being sent out by the ministers and others that the existing FTAs, at least with the East Asian countries, ASEAN, Japan and Korea, that we had, are not helping India, and they need to be changed. They need to be reviewed, and the agreement had to be revised in favor of India. So that was a kind of a context. And then finally, in 2019, the government walked out of the RCEP negotiation, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement.
Yes.
The agreement on the FTA of East Asia. We walked out of that. So that was the moment that things started going on the other side. And then in December 21, government came back on board.
Right. So according to you, the game changer really has been how the government has changed its outlook towards engaging with the outside world in terms of forging FTAs, especially also with developed countries, I think.
Absolutely.
Right. So, finally, what do you think is the unfinished agenda of the NDA government? So, what needs to be done to improve the external sector performance? How can it be taken forward?
I think it's a well known fact that Indian industry and this cuts across actually sort of agriculture, manufacturing and services, I would say, but not very competitive except IT and IT enabled services where we have a sort of niche market. In other areas, we really don't have that kind of a competitiveness. So the first thing is for the government to really work on improving the competitiveness of an Indian industry. And because that's what is going to count going forward. Because all these export incentives, these SOPs, which used to be the major sort of focus earlier, now that is increasingly becoming difficult now because they are coming under scrutiny of the WTO. And although we have a new scheme, the RoDTEP scheme, which is supposed to be WTO compatible in our view, but still questions are being asked on that. So I would say that there is no alternative to improving competitiveness and developing a competitive edge. And whatever needs to be done has to be done in terms of improving the capacities, improving the technological content of the Indian industry. That is one part, which is the shop floor related issue, the shop floor related issues, and of course some backward linkages in terms of technology. But equally important, if not more, is improving trade related infrastructure. So the government is talking a lot about capex and building infrastructure, but we don't see that evidence in the trade related infrastructure. Ports are still languishing in terms of their efficiencies. So while our partner countries are talking about turnaround time in hours, most of our ports are still talking in terms of days. Now, this kind of a cost will hurt the Indian industry pretty badly. So I would say that competitiveness at the shop floor, improving technological synergies of the industry, and improving trade-related logistics is the way forward, nothing else.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dhar, for giving us your time and valuable observations on the country's external sector and the NDA's performance and shedding light on the way ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah.